Just one interesting halakha. I don't know how much halakha l'maaseh, but it's definitely interesting food for thought. Again, no pun intended. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Mem Tet, Amud Bet, says that an ama'aris should not eat, or it's asur for him to eat basar. Ama'aris asur lo le'echol basar. And the Gemara substantiates that with a pasuk. Zo Torah tebehema. That only people that study Torah can eat animals, meat, and poultry, but an ama'aris that doesn't study Torah, so he cannot. So there's a very interesting peri to'ar in Yore De'ah. The peri to'ar was of Chaim ben Attar, Yore HaMekadosh, wrote a pirush on the Shulchan Aruch, and it's called peri to'ar. So he says over there that if an ama'aris is not allowed to eat basar, Kalvachomer, you're not allowed to feed basar kasher to an animal. Which means, in Ama'aris, he's understanding that the Gemara says you can't eat basar, means even kosher meat you can't eat. And therefore, if you can't give kosher meat to an Ama'aris, certainly you can't take kosher meat and feed it to an animal. And that's the way he holds the halakha. However, the poskim do take this piritoar to task. The Rav Yosef Engel in Gilyonei HaShas says that the whole reason why we said why an Ama'aris cannot eat basar, the way the Mefashim explain, is because since he's not an expert in the laws of Shechita, and he's not an expert in the laws of salting, so the problem is he might end up coming to eat something that's not kasher. But if, let's say, the basar would be kasher from somebody else, it sounds like from the Gemara, the Ama'aris would be allowed to eat, which is the only reason why they're disallowing the Ama'aris, because they don't trust him. They don't trust him that he's able to get the basar to a kosher standard. So according to that logic, there would be no problem for a behema. This reason does not apply. Furthermore, a rabbi called the Beit Shemuel brings down that, technically speaking, most people should refrain from eating meat because of the Torah's commandment, Kedoshim Tehiyu. Kedoshim Tehiyu teaches that you have to show a certain amount of restraint. And even things that are permissible, you should limit. But a Tamid Chacham that studies Torah, he needs to eat a little meat because meat gives a person strength and gives him a little clarity of mind. So Tamid Chacham needs it in order for his studying. An Ama'aris that doesn't study, therefore, resorts back to the Isur of eating basar. He has no right to eat basar. But an animal that none of this applies to, which means there's no deed of Kiddushim to you by the animals, and therefore, according to that, the animals would be permissible to eat basar. So, lahalakha, if a person wants to give kosher meat to an animal, it would be permissible, although it should be pointed out the piri to'ar was osir. Last but not least, we can explain this Gemara in a Kabbalistic sense. As we explained, there are four different levels in creation. You have domem, the inanimate, the tzomeach, the plant, the high, the animal, and the medaber, the human. And the goal in life is to try to elevate everything to a level above it, which means the domem, the inanimate, to become a tzomeach. That would be an example. The domem would be dirt. So the dirt is elevated to tzomeach when you put a seed in it. So now the dirt causes the plant to grow. The plant is elevated to an animal. How? When the animals eat the plants. So now it elevates. Now, an animal is elevated when a human being eats it. But, according to the Kabbalah, it's only if it's eaten in the proper way, with the proper Kavanah, with the proper Berachot. Otherwise, if an animal is eaten without the proper Berachot, without the proper Kavanah, so it remains in the animal state and the elevation is not accomplished. Hence, an Ama'aris should not eat basar. Why? Because he does not have the ability to elevate the basar to a level of medaber. And therefore he should refrain. But the Tamid Chacham should, according to that reason, the Chaura would seem that animals also would be forbidden to give them basar, because they also cannot elevate it. But again, as I said, it's a machloket. I don't know how applicable it is, but it's definitely interesting to know that even such a question of is it permissible to feed animals kosher meat is a she'elah in the halakha.